This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome. This is Chris Witz and it's Morning Devotions. Yesterday morning, I was talking about the matter of scratches in life, talking about what can happen sometimes. You know, we talk about bruises and getting annoyed or upset, and sometimes we think, yeah, things are not going really well for me. And if there's an injury, we go to a doctor and check it out. But sometimes there are internal things that go wrong, and sometimes we just need to ask, well, what's this all about? I said yesterday, too, that Paul, for example, was put in prison in Philippi. He could have complained, but he used that result, and the jailer became a believer in Jesus Christ. And Jesus himself hung on the cross, nailed to a cross, and God could have brought him down. But no, Jesus was left on the cross. And did God bring any good out of that? Well, yes, he certainly did. So the Apostle Paul, I think, described it when he wrote to the church at Corinth, and that letter is still, I think, the inspired word of God to us. This is the reason he said in 2 Corinthians 4 that we never lose heart. These troubles, which are temporary, are winning for us a permanent, a glorious and solid reward out of proportion to our pain. So, says Paul, we don't look at the temporary situation. We look beyond to see the eternal benefits. And I think that's it. That's what it's all about. If you've been affected by the rough and the tumble of life, let me read this beautiful verse from Psalm 56, verse 8. The psalmist says, "You keep track of all my sorrows. You've collected all my tears in your bottle. You've recorded each one in your book." I think that's a great statement. Now, the translation, the verb translated here is "you keep track." "You keep track of my sorrows" is closely related to the Hebrew word for book with the word S-E-F-E-R. So what David is saying is that God is almost writing down our sorrows so that he can remember them. Now, that indeed tells me how much God loves me, God cares for me, because God understands the tough times, the level of our sorrow. So that wonderful psalm, Psalm 56, verse 8, have a look at yourself, and you'll see that God pays attention to our sorrows, every tear, every cry. In Romans 8, verse 28, we read, "We know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to his purpose for them." Now, the Bible's not saying that every event in your life will be good. That's just not true. But it does say that when you put your whole life together and look at it, every piece of it works together for good because Jesus Christ can be your Lord and Savior. I spoke yesterday about the king's gem that was scratched and it was turned, the scratch was turned into a rose. Now, you might think of my past mistakes. You may have done the wrong thing. But, you know, that's not final. You might have been a rebellious child and made your parents unhappy, and you might have married the wrong person, or you didn't raise your kids very well, or you've made wrong financial decisions. But I want to give you hope. The future is brighter than your past. Mistakes, scratches, we're talking about scratches. Your mistakes are no match to what God has in plan for you, because God has a great plan to bless you, and he has many ways to make that happen. I mean, even when you make a wrong detour, it doesn't mean that that's the end. Jacob, he lied and he deceived, but God named an entire nation after him. David, I mentioned, he wasn't all good. He was an adulterer and a murderer. Elijah became a coward before King Jezebel. So in the New Testament, we meet Peter, a hot-headed, temperamental guy who was out of control, and yet Jesus made him the head of the church. Paul, he was responsible for the murder of people. So you see, scratches, damaged, people were damaged, and yet God made him, Paul, one of the greatest apostles of the Bible. So the Lord will be with you. He holds your hand. And if you stumble, Psalm 37 says, you still won't fall. So God wants to bless you today. Heavenly Father, we do admit that there are scratches on our lives. Things have gone wrong, sometimes at our own hand. Thank you for your unfailing love and your forgiveness. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.